Welcome back to the Learn English podcast, the podcast teaching English in context so you can learn naturally. On today's episode, I want to talk about the college and university system here in the United States. It is the month of May, and with May comes the beginning of graduation season. Graduation season is the time period where most colleges and universities have their graduation ceremonies, which are also called commencement ceremonies. Because it is graduation season, because a lot of people are graduating at this time of year, I want to talk about the college and university system here in the US. Our system might be different from whatever country you are in or you are from, and I want to go over the differences. What is different between one college and another? What's the price difference? And why do people choose one option versus another option? So if you've ever wondered about the college and university system here in the US, please follow along with this episode because I'm going to tell you everything you need to know about colleges and universities here in the United States. With that, let's begin. Before we get started, before we talk about all of these different colleges and universities, I want to remind you to look in the description of this podcast episode and of our previous podcast episodes. You will find a vocabulary list, a list of the words and phrases that I use during the episode, so you can study them. You can take them, put them into whatever vocabulary system you are using, and hopefully you can start using them in conversation yourself. Let's begin with just a general overview of colleges and universities. Here in the United States, people have to go to school from kindergarten through 12th grade. So when people are in high school, when they are done with their education, when they're about to graduate high school, they are in their 12th grade year, and we refer to that as their senior year. Once they graduate from high school, they have the option to continue their education. If they decide to go to school after their high school graduation, we call that higher education. Higher education is some type of college or university that gives education after high school. Here in the US, we have a system of public and private universities and colleges. No matter what the official name is of the place that someone goes to, they're going to call it college. I know this is different than in Britain. For example, in the UK, someone will say that they're going to university or that they went to university. Never say that in the United States. An American will never say university. What you'll say is, I'm going to college. I started college. I went to college. Even if the official name is university, you're not going to say the word university here in the US. So if you're in the United States, if you're learning American English, make sure to use the word college. Now, I'm going to start talking about the least expensive and the easiest colleges or universities to get into, and then we'll end with the most expensive and the most elite or most selective, the most difficult ones to get into. Let's start with the first one, which are called community colleges, city colleges, or junior colleges. All three of those names basically refer to the same thing. What they're referring to is a two-year college. A two-year college is a place that people start when they just graduate high school. A lot of people will start at a two-year college because it's a lot cheaper. We're going to go over the prices of everything a little later on in the episode, but usually these are small colleges that are in communities and that give general classes, give general introductory classes on English, math, science, history, for example. And people can go there right after high school and they can get all of these introductory classes. The part about community colleges, at least here in California, is that they're really easy to get into as long as you can sign up, as long as you're a person, you can basically go to a community college. There are high school students who go to community college to try to get ahead in their college coursework. There's people who go right after they graduate high school, and that's their first college experience. And there's people who are older who are trying to change careers or who just like to take classes for fun. Anyone from a high school student to a senior citizen can go to a community college as long as they can sign up and as long as they can pay for it. As I live in California, I can only give you my experience as a student here in California. I have been to community colleges. I had to take a class at a community college, a couple classes actually. And the way community colleges work is a little bit different than other four-year institutions, other colleges and universities. Because community colleges are easy to get into, and because they're usually the cheapest option when it comes to higher education, a lot of people will sign up and a lot of people try to go to community colleges. Because of that, at least where I am here in California, the first couple days of the semester are a little chaotic, as we would say. It is not necessarily like a four-year college or university that we'll talk about later in this episode. Because so many people are trying to get in, because so many people try to take classes and the classes are cheaper than other places, there is just a lot of craziness around the beginning, the first week or 2 weeks of a semester at a community college. Usually it's really hard to find parking. You have to get there maybe even an hour before your class starts to try to find a place to park your car. Then you may or may not have an actual spot in the class that you're trying to take. Usually the classes get full. They have a lot of people sign up really quickly, and it's hard to get the particular class that you need at the time that you need. Because of that, a lot of people just show up on the first day, whether or not they're actually enrolled in the class, and they just kind of hope for the best. That happened to me. I had to take calculus at my local community college one summer, and I was not able to get a spot in the class, so I just showed up. There were so many other people that did that, that there actually were not enough desks. I sat on the floor for the first week, and that was just expected. That was just how the class was going to go. Because the professors know that people will just show up, usually they have a piece of paper and you put your name down, even if you're not enrolled in the class. Sometimes they'll give you a code and you can enroll even though the class is full. Sometimes they'll wait a couple of days and you actually have to go 3 or 4 days before they give you the code. And sometimes they just take everyone's name, they write it on a piece of paper, and they basically just put it into a hat and pick out random names. If that happens, if there's a lottery for the spot, the people whose names get called are able to enroll, and the people who don't have to go home or try a different class. Like I said, that's kind of crazy. It's kind of chaotic the first couple weeks. And the reason is because community colleges don't have requirements, and because they're open to everyone, the professors know that not everyone's going to finish the semester, especially in more difficult classes like English, math, science. Not everyone is going to finish. Like I said, I took calculus, and the first week I sat on the floor, there was not enough space for everyone who was there. However, by the end of the semester, half the desks were empty. Most of the people who were in the class at the beginning of the semester did not finish. They might have either disenrolled officially, so they went to the university and they withdrew from the class, or they just stopped showing. That happens a lot too. When we talk about community colleges, city colleges, junior colleges, whatever they're called, usually they are public institutions. Not always, but usually they're public institutions and they're funded by the state or by the local community or some mixture of both. Because of that, they're usually the cheapest option. I will leave a link in the description that gives you the breakdown of the different college costs by state so you can compare every state to other states and see how the cost of colleges and universities compares. In California, we actually have the cheapest community college system. The state of California is known for being pretty liberal, for wanting to give a lot of money to education. And the state of California actually funds the community college system pretty well. There is a program here in California for people who live in the state and have never been to college before. If they go to a community college for the first time, they actually get the first 2 years of their community college paid if they stay as a full-time student. That means that they don't have to pay anything the first 2 years. And the idea is that after those 2 years, they either graduate or they go on to a different university so they can get a better degree. If you are not part of that program, if it's not your first time in college, you do have to pay. But like I said, California is cheaper compared to other colleges and universities. For all public institutions, there's something called in-state and out-of-state tuition. In-state means that the person is from California, they live in that particular state, and they get a lower cost compared to someone who's out of state, who lives in a different country or in a different state, and moves for that particular college to attend that particular college or university. The in-state tuition for community colleges here in California on average is about $1,500 per year. That might sound like a lot, that might sound like a little, depending on where you're from. But like I said, that is the cheapest out of all of the states, and that's definitely the cheapest out of any university or higher education institution. I live in Southern California, and I'm going to use places in Los Angeles for reference. Los Angeles City College, or any college, basically has their tuition on their website. You can always find it on the website. For Los Angeles City College, as reference, for our City College reference in this episode, their estimated cost of tuition is around $2,000 per year. Most of that is due to the cost of enrollment. So you have to pay for tuition, you have to pay enrollment cost. Those costs are set. You have to pay them, everyone has to pay them. But the second part is a little bit more flexible. That is for cost of books. Now, you might be able to buy books that are used. You might be able to share a book with someone or find an online version. So, the estimated cost there is really an estimate. It depends on everyone's situation. But when you put the estimated book costs and the enrollment fees together, that's how they came up with that number of $2,176. Like I said, junior colleges, community colleges, city colleges. That starting point for a lot of people in their college journey, those are considered two-year universities. The degree that you can get there is an associate's degree, and it's a two-year degree. It might take you more time than 2 years, but the degree is just called a two-year degree, and it's an associate's degree. If you want a four-year degree, which is a bachelor's degree, you have to go to a different university or college. Most states have a public state system and they have public state universities. In California, we have the California State University system that is named after whatever city the college is in. So, for example, we have Cal State Fullerton, which is in the city of Fullerton, Cal State Los Angeles, which is in Los Angeles, Cal State San Diego, Cal State San Francisco, etc. And like I said, most states have this type of system. Now, a state university is a four-year university and it does have requirements. You have to apply to get in and you have to apply ahead of time. Usually, if you want to start in the fall, you have to apply the previous year, the previous fall. So, about 11 or 10 months before you actually start or you want to start. You have to look at the requirements on the website. Every place is different, but that's usually the timeline. Because these are places you have to apply to get in, it is slightly more competitive. You have to apply to each one that you want to attend. So, if you want to go to San Diego or San Francisco or LA, you have to do three different applications and you have to apply to those three different state universities. Now, compared to other places, this is still easier to get in. I would say most people, if you did decent in high school, you could get into a California State University. Doesn't mean that you'll get into the specific one you want to go to. Maybe you have to go to a smaller city. Maybe you have to go to one that has less people applying for it. But usually it's pretty easy to get in if you just have all of the requirements. In terms of cost, these are more expensive. Again, there is in-state tuition and out-of-state tuition if you are in the state, if you're a person who's from that state of that particular institution, or if you're from a different state or a different country. It's always cheaper to be in-state. You always get a cheaper rate for your tuition if you are from that particular state where that college is located. In terms of cost, California state universities are probably the cheapest option when you're talking about a four-year university. However, they are definitely more expensive than the community colleges. Remember, community colleges were about $1,500, maybe $2,000 per year. In terms of a state university, the average was about $9,800 per year. That's a big difference. If we look at the California State University Los Angeles website and we look at the cost of tuition and the cost of books is about $8,000 per year. Where most of the money comes from is actually housing. If you're able to live at home and live with your parents and go to college, that will definitely save you money, especially if you're in a city like Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, where the cost of housing is really, really high. If you look at the estimate on their website, they estimate that it's going to cost about $10,000 to live near campus, and that's a lot of money. So most of the money, when you're talking about the cost of college in this case, is really coming from housing and food, and not necessarily coming from the cost of actually going to the university, the cost for tuition and for books. Again, this is an estimate. Everyone's going to be different, but of course, if you're able to stay at home while attending college, that is definitely going to save you money and it's going to be a cheaper option. Our next type of university that we're going to talk about is the one that is public, but a little bit more difficult to get into, a little bit more exclusive. Like I said, the previous ones were in California state universities, which were called CSUs, California State Universities. The next ones that we're going to talk about are the UCs, the University of California system. Now, that's what they're called in California, but it's similar in other states as well. For example, if you go to Washington, Oregon, Arizona, Texas, they all have this kind of two-tiered system. They have a state university system and then a university of system. So, for example, in Washington, you have Washington State and you have Washington University. Oregon has Oregon State, University of Oregon. Arizona has Arizona State and University of Arizona, etc. You'll see this a lot in different states. And if you look into it, you can kind of see this system of a state university or university of system. When you look at California, California is a big state. We have about 40 million people who live in this state. So there's a lot of these universities. Overall, they are definitely more selective than the state universities. You usually have to be a pretty good student or even an elite student, an extremely good student, or a good athlete or extremely good athlete in order to get into these schools. Of course, they differ based on whatever city they're in. So, for example, if you're trying to get into UC San Diego, Los Angeles, San Francisco, those are going to be a lot more competitive than if you go to a UC school that's in a smaller city like UC Davis or UC Merced. Not a lot of people apply to those ones, but a lot of people apply to the ones in the big cities. So, the competitiveness, the rate of acceptance really depends on what city it's in and the actual university itself. As these are public institutions, they're usually cheaper than private schools, which is what we're going to be talking about next. However, they are more expensive than the California state schools. They're more competitive to get into and they cost more overall, but if you have a degree from them, it's supposed to be a little bit better. It's supposed to show that you have a little bit of a higher education level than if you had graduated from one of the previous universities that we've talked about so far. If we use UCLA as our reference for the cost, you can see that the cost of an enrollment alone is about $15,000 per year. And that's just the enrollment cost. Then you have books, then you have housing and food and health insurance, because health insurance is not free here in the United States. If you look on their website and you get the total picture of how much they're estimating someone would have to pay, it is about $42,000 a year. Now, of course, like I said, with everything, it's going to be slightly different. Maybe some people are able to live at home. Maybe some people are able to spend less money on books or they have health insurance from their parents. And so that will bring down the cost. There's also a lot of academic scholarships and financial aid for people who come from poorer backgrounds. However, you can clearly see that this is a lot more money than junior colleges or Cal State colleges. That's why so many people decide to go to their local community college or go to the Cal State system because it is a lot more affordable, especially if your family doesn't have the money. That's probably where you're going to go. I teach high school, and I can say a lot of my students end up going to a community college because They can get the 2 years for free. Their parents don't have to worry about paying for it. They can get all of the general classes out of the way and then eventually transfer in to either a Cal State school or a UC school if they have really good grades and they're able to do that. And you can see why that is an option for a lot of people and why that's a decision a lot of people do make because they just can't afford the price of a UC of going there for all 4 years. Now, the last type that we're going to talk about are private institutions. All the ones that we've talked about so far have been funded at least partially by the community or by the state, and that means that their cost was a lot less compared to a private university. Private universities depends on what university you're talking about in terms of how competitive it is to get into. There's a lot of private liberal arts colleges, as we call them, colleges that have a lot of English degrees, history degrees, humanities, those kind of degrees. A lot of them, especially in the Northeast, which is around New York, Connecticut, Vermont, that part of the country, these can be easy to get into. Maybe if there's not a lot of people applying, maybe if it's a small college that doesn't have a really big student body, that doesn't have a lot of people going there, it could be relatively easy to get into. On the other extreme, you have very elite private places. Think of your Ivy League schools, your Harvard, Yale, Princeton. Those are very elite universities. They're private, they're not paid for by the state, and it's extremely difficult to get into those ones. So you have the full spectrum when you're talking about private colleges and private universities. Could be really easy to get in, could be very small, could be extremely difficult to get in, and could be a very large institution. You have the full range. However, in general, they tend to be more expensive than a public institution because they are not being funded by the state. Now, for reference for cost, we're going to talk about one of the many private universities in Los Angeles. We talked about UCLA, which was the public university. And now we're going to talk about the main rival for UCLA, which is my alma mater, the university that I graduated from, which is USC, the University of Southern California. If you look at the cost on their website, if you thought the cost of UCLA was a lot, watch out for this. The estimated cost for 2023 to 2024 is $91,000. The cost of tuition alone is over $66,000. And then again, you have health insurance, you have housing, you have food, all of those additional costs. And that cost is insane. It was not that much when I went. Of course, I went decades ago. It's been a long time since I graduated. However, when I went, it was around $36,000, and that was considered a lot. The cost of private universities has really just skyrocketed in the past decade or so. And you can see this cost is almost unaffordable to anyone. Because these are private universities, most private universities do offer some type of financial aid. If you're a really good student, or if you're an athlete, or if you come from a disadvantaged background, you usually can get some money to help pay for your tuition. So most people do get some money back, and they usually don't have to pay the full $90,000 to attend. But there are a lot of people who, even though they get scholarships and even though they get some money to help with college, it doesn't pay everything. That's why a lot of people have student loans. And I personally know some students who went to a private university who graduated from my high school who knew that they were going to be paying the full amount. They didn't have a lot of academic scholarships. Their parents weren't necessarily very poor. They had some money. And so they knew that they were going to be paying $80,000 for tuition. I know that sounds crazy. That sounds insane that anyone would pay that, but it's the reality here in the United States. And it's why a lot of people take out student loans. And it's why we have such a high student loan rate here in the US. Of course, if you go to a public institution, you still might also take student loans out, but it's probably for less money than if you go to one of these private universities. I hope that helped. I hope you got a very good overview of the higher education system here in the US, the difference between public and private, why people will pick one option versus the other, and definitely the cost difference between all of them. Like I said, I will leave links in the description if you want to double check and make sure I'm not making up these crazy tuition fees. You can check out the websites. You can see for yourself the cost of everything, especially if you're not watching on YouTube. If you didn't see it when I put the screenshots up on the YouTube video, you can check those out and you can refer to those. I hope you learned a little bit about the different system here, and I hope you learned some new vocabulary along the way. Reminder, check out the description of this episode. Look at that vocabulary list. Take those words, start learning them, and start adding them to your English vocabulary. If this podcast is helping you, if it's helping you on your English journey, if you're learning from it and you're enjoying the podcast, please consider leaving a rating on whatever app you are using to listen to this podcast on. That would really help and help us reach a larger audience. You can also just refer us to someone who is also learning English. Tell a friend, tell a family member, tell a coworker about how great this podcast is and how you're learning English from it. Reminder that you can follow us on social media at Learn English Pod. The website is learnenglishpod.com. And like and subscribe so you don't miss our next episode when it comes out next week. Until then, keep learning English.
Thank you.